last night, the face-to-face meeting between President Bashir and all the leaders has concluded, and we have actually finally has accepted to reach a final deal and the roadmap for the way forward. And therefore, starting from 9 o'clock today, I think South Sudanese should just keep on smiling because a major breakthrough has been reached. And out of our last night meeting with President Bashir, it was really very clear. There are issues that were separated. There are issues that were made clear that those issues, even if their demands were coming from the opposition or the government, they will never happen. And then the issues that we are going to debate have to maybe go through in the next few weeks. And we have also put priorities, what is needed today to be done in order to bring peace as we continue deliberating on the next 2 weeks. And the deliberations of the next 2 weeks will be as a matter of necessity, will be a matter of market, and it will be a matter how to have now. That's not an agreement, but a comprehensive agreement. So basically, in short and brief, President Bashir was very firm with us, and he was very straightforward with us. And I think today, South Sudanese will eventually will have a breakthrough, and they will have a big news that definitely will happen today.
Yes, this sounds really this sounds good news to the ear. But I mean, can you just explain to us a little bit on what you think have been agreed upon? Have you what are some of the things that actually were discussed with Bashir, and you said have been agreed, and there will be a breakthrough, and hopefully by 9 some documents will be signed?
I think you need to hold your breath for a while. It's just a couple of hours from now. We will have the signed document, or any signing which will happen today will have all these details. But generally, the first priority is that war has to stop. You know, when we signed in Addis, basically it was a cessation of hostilities. But we are looking just bigger than any cessation. It's about having a complete and a permanent ceasefire. That is one of the issues. So that at least and all, beginning from the SL and IO, REACT has committed, all armed forces has committed, the government has committed. So there are numbers of issues that actually have been agreed and definitely will be available today around 9 o'clock. So basically, as far as the Maya breakfast is concerned, South Sudanese need to have a good breakfast, and because we're going to have a breakthrough today.
Peter, there's been complaints of inclusivity when it comes to these talks, particularly in Khartoum, because the talks have been looked at from as a face-to-face talk between President Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar. But how inclusive is these talks in Khartoum? All other political parties, there's former political detainees and the rest of those warring parties there in Khartoum for this discussion?
I think as far as now the process is inclusive in terms of the parties, because the face-to-face meeting started with President Kiir and REACT, and thereafter, last night, President Bashir called face-to-face meeting with all of us, including the MPs that were represented by them a lot, political parties that were represented by myself, and all the groups that within the South Sudan Transition Alliance, Dr. Lama Khol, Gabriel Chong Chong. Unfortunately, Thomas Sedire was not here, but he also holds a talk to him today. So actually now the face-to-face meeting is not only between President Kiir and Riek Machar, but it is actually has been a face-to-face meeting with all the parties and the stakeholders. And at this stage now, I think all the parties by last night were met. There was a clear talk, and that's why people are able today to reach some sort of a deal. That deal is not just with Dr. Kiir and Riek Machar, but I think the deal is included.